Lord.
Amen.
I know many of you just came back from Southern California yesterday afternoon, right? But I also thank the Lord for our two dear brothers, Brother Lin and Brother Chen, in the midst of their busy schedule. They are willing to come over to Northern California on their way back to Taiwan.
Amen.
So we really treasure this time, and thank you for their willingness to come and spend time with us. And we're looking forward to these 2 days, right, from today, morning to evening, and then tomorrow from 9 a.m. to 5:30 p.m. If you can, please come for all the fellowship.
Amen.
Amen. What we would like to do is that, especially the first session this morning, we would like to open up to our brothers, let them share with us some of the burden in their hearts, especially related to what you have received in your hand, the history in the last 40 years, how they received the Lord's blessing, or how the Lord has blessed the church in churches in Taiwan. And maybe this afternoon, we can come back and have some questions, Q&A. And then this evening, we are expecting even more brothers to come. So we may be going to the other room, and there will be more fellowship, not repeating the same thing. So it would be good if we can all be able to come as much as possible.
Amen.
I would just like to hand over to our brother.
Okay.
Oh, I think it's better for our brothers to speak in Chinese so they can release the burden and be more free to share. So we have asked Brother David Chow to come to help us.
And Alice too.
These many years, many have come to Taiwan. To see coming to Taiwan, how to practice the Tao Te Ching way. We're in fear and trembling.
事实上，我们自己知道我们在哪里。
Actually, we ourselves know where we are.
我要这么说，距离主仆人在台湾带领，或者在他指示的信息中的带领，我们差得太远。Let's
put it this way. According to Buddha's leading, in his ministry, his leading, we're still far, far away.
这绝不是谦卑讲的话。It
is not just a word to pretend to be humble.
这是一件事实的事。Actually,
this is a fact.
所以，一面这个外地人来访问台湾呢，我们当然乐于接待了。On
one hand, when the churches come to visit, we're very welcoming to receive them.
但是另一方面，其实我们也是有某种程度的担心啊。But
we also have a certain degree of concern.
以为弟兄们在台湾看的就是主仆人的带领。
You may think that way of seeing in Taiwan is the Lord's leading. This opening word is very important. Never think that what Taiwan practices today is fully, absolutely according to the Lord's servant's leading.
所以，弟兄们来台湾访问呢，我们都愿意把我们的历史和大家讲一讲。So
when you come to visit Taiwan, we'd like to present to you our history.
重点不是讲台湾的历史。
And the point is not to talk to you about the history of Taiwan.
重点是你利用来台湾改制它的代理，我们在跟随上的过程。
That the emphasis on the process of our following the ministry in his leading.
那主仆人在的时候，我们是紧紧跟了。
The Lord's servants here was there, we follow closely.
如果你们有留意到执事的信息，
if you pay attention to the ministry,
隔一段时间他都责备我们。
For a period of time, he rebuked us.
我们没有听懂他的话。
Because we had not heard or understood his words.
然后他讲，哎，我们没有听懂啊。
Yeah, he spoke, but we didn't get it, we didn't hear it.
但是我们所做的和他讲的有相当的。
What we have practiced is has a large discrepancy to what he has spoken.
等一下我在交通的过程，弟兄们就会听懂我到底在讲什么。
When you hear the process, then you understand what I'm talking about. I'd like you to say this.
有很多主仆人带领我们十年后才懂。
Many of the Lord's servants leading is after 10 years we begin to understand.
有的时候我们20年才懂。
Maybe it took us 20 years to understand something.
最近我们台北人在吹一个号，最近才懂。
Recently, okay, it's only recently that we begin to understand and to begin to blow the trumpet.
但是同样的事我们已经做40年了。
But we did that for 40 years.
我们进来都还没懂。
But we still did not understand what we did.
那这就是我在这里要说，你们到台湾看的，不一定是我们那么紧紧跟随李弟兄的带领。
So that's why I want to say, when you come to Taiwan to see, it's not necessary we're so absolutely following what our brother is leading.
我们甚至很担心你们去访问。
We're so worried that if you go back to Taiwan and learn and the practices, actually those may not be the servant of the Lord's leading.
那主的怜悯呢, 这个
1985, by the Lord's mercy,
80年底啊,
at the end of 84, but they came to Taiwan.
那85年呢, 主的怜悯, 我也搬到台北。
In 1985, the Lord's mercy, Brother Lin Hong moved to Taipei.
从那时起呢，我就有某种程度比较接近主的仆人。
From that time on, yes, in a certain degree, more closer to be the Lord's servant.
有的是他公开讲的，有的是他私下讲的。
Something he spoke openly, something he spoke privately.
那这个我今天要和大家讲的，一面看是一个历史。
What I want to talk to you about today, on one hand, it's history.
那我愿意把我听到他讲的，还有公开讲的，那主的仆人心里的话，这个如果我们交通自由的话，或者我交通也有敏感的话，我盼望能够交通得透啊。
I'd like to fellowship with you whether he spoke openly, what is his heart. With the Lord solely today with anointing, he will release, and with your openness, he will release what is in him. First, I'd like to talk about why did Brother Lee come to Taiwan. In a private fellowship, he said, from 1980s and onward,
他发现主的恢复在全地都停滞了。
He discovered that the whole recovery throughout the earth has become stagnant.
他来台湾是84年底啊。He
came at the end of 84.
但是他说从80年开始，他发现主的恢复在全地都停了。And
he said from 1980s onward, he discovered that the Lord's recovery throughout the whole earth has become stopped or stagnant.
那这句话我后来去体会它。
Then I begin to recollect and muse upon it.
他说他的执事，他主的恢复在全地啊停滞，不是指着他执事的丰富停了。The
stagnation or stopping of the ministry is not referring to the riches of this ministry is going on.
事实上，我们在历史上，在主恢复的历史上知道，1980年开始，他就从尼弟兄所看见身体的亮光往前。
Actually, we look back at history from 1980s on. He actually went on from Brother Watchman Nee to go on to the body and the full ministry of Christ.
神圣三一的分子,
and the divine dispensing of the divine trinity.
那到了84年, 他又往前了,
and he went further on in 1984.
看见神的经纶,
he saw God's economy.
那到了94年, 他又更往前了,
and 1994 he went on further.
看见神的经纶, 其实不是别的, 就是神成为人, 人成为神,
to see that God's economy is no other than God becoming God, and man may become God.
来产生基督的身体,
the nature to produce the body of Christ to accomplish, fulfill the new Jerusalem.
这样到了97年底啊, 他只是在最后几年, 神圣启示达高峰,
and 97 to the end, the maturity you have reached a high peak of the divine.
就对知识的丰富来说, 80年没有停,
and according to the riches of this ministry,
还继续往,
it did not stop but rather went further.
Amen.
他讲的停是什么呢?
That what's stopping?
全地众教会都没有繁增,
that throughout the whole earth the churches did not have increase and spread.
他私下跟我们讲一句话,
privately he told us,
他觉得是他的羞耻,
he felt this was his shame.
这个我们从来没有听过吧,
probably you have not heard of this.
他说全地没有恢复没有繁增, 他的责任,
that the recovery did not have increase of propagation, it was his responsibility.
因为从尼丁的指示到了末了, 看见身体就是人人进攻的,
because when the needs ministry come to the end of the body, it does every membership function.
如果大家有留意, 在尼丁指示恢复就是1948年的信息,
if you notice 1948 the resumption of Watchman Needs Ministry,
他甚至鼓励 弟兄姊妹,
he encouraged brothers and sisters,
这个要起来传福音,
you need to rise up to preach the gospel.
人人要起来传福音,
everyone should preach the gospel.
他讲了一句很重的话,
he spoke a very heavy word.
他说照着目前的光景来看,
that is according to the present situation,
在2000年主都不会回来,
even for another 2000 years the Lord will not come back.
因为在他的执事那么强的供应下,
because in such a strong rich supply of his ministry,
就是人人传福音在进公用的这件事上没有产生出来,
in the matter of everyone preaching gospel functioning has not been carried out.
如果大家注意他的信息,
if you pay attention to what it means ministry,
一面他很消极,
the message on one hand is negative,
在2000年主都不会回来,
even for 2000 years the Lord cannot come back.
但是那一年1948 是以色列复国,
and 1948 is a year Israel became a nation.
在尼丁的指示里他很清楚, 主快回来,
in Budanese ministry is very clear, the Lord's coming quickly.
他讲了一句话,
and he spoke a word.
他说,
he said,
他相信在不多的时候,
he believed in that in a short time,
这件事会发生,
these things will happen,
人人进公用的这件事会发生,
that is the matter of all members functioning will happen.
我今天这个会跳脱这个一定是哪一天先讲的话,
I will jump away from which day what he said.
但是我希望我在交通的过程中, 就是这个过程中的内容,
but I hope that I'm just fellowshipping the process that we're going through and the word he spoke.
有一天你就召集同工聚会,
one day Brother Lee called the co-workers meeting.
他说, 到了今天,
he said, until today,
这个, 他是这样讲, 尼迪翁在世的时候,
he said when Brother Lee was alive,
很清楚神圣启示是托付在尼迪翁身上,
it was very clear that the divine revelation is on the shoulder of Watchman Lee.
他就采取一个态度,
and he took an attitude or a stand,
要把尼托森弟兄所看见的实行出来,
to carry out of what Watchman Lee
had seen, that
brought in the great revival in 起伏,
上海召会的复兴,
the revival in Shanghai,
到了海外, 到了香港,
overseas,
到了台湾的复兴,
in Hong Kong, the revival, the,
到了美国,
Taiwan,
洛杉矶,
and came to Los Angeles, right, the early days of the revival in the churches.
那当然你也可以领会, 80年, 他很懊丧,
you can understand in the 80s he was discouraged or disappointed. He spoke this in a co-workers meeting in Taiwan.
他说这几十年,
he said for this decades,
从两, 这个, 两岸分隔，台湾跟大陆的分隔,
after the separation of Taiwan with mainland China,
他被林地庸打发到了海外,
was sent by the need to go overseas.
他说这几十年,
for this decades,
这一份的职事在他身上, 是毋庸置疑的,
there's no doubt that this ministry is on his shoulders.
他说你同意也罢, 你不同意也罢,
if you agree or you disagree,
这不是一个林地庸托给他,
事实上就是因为他紧紧跟随林庸的职事，自然而然这份职事就到他身上。Spontaneously, this ministry came upon his shoulders.
他跟台湾同胞讲一句很重很重的话。He
told the co-workers in Taiwan a heavy, grave words.
他讲这话是1987年的11月，November
of 1987.
那他说这几十年，快40年了。
He said, for this decade, almost 40 years.
1949到台湾。
1949 went to Taiwan.
到1987，快40年。
1987，7 almost 40 years.
他说近40年。
In the near 40 years.
他没有看见一个同工。
He has never seen one co-worker.
这个把他所看见的实行出来。
To put into practice what he has seen.
像早年。 他紧紧跟随倪弟兄一样,
like what he followed closely the watchman of what he did.
那当然他那时候跟我们讲话, 我们都是小孩子,
at that time we were still young, we're like children.
1987年啊, 我才37岁,
37-year-old was he in 1987.
那当然李就不是说我们,
because Brother Lee was not talking about them.
他责备的就是, 从1948开始, 他没有看见一个,
he rebuked that those from 1947, 48 on, he had not seen even one co-worker to put into practice
事情者,
of what he had seen.
那一直到了84年, 他来到台湾,
until 1984, he came to Taiwan.
他说我已经是一个80岁的人。
He said, I'm an old man of 80-some-year-old.
他是1905年生的。
He was born in 1905.
1984年就是他的,
86, that was 80-year-old.
他说, 竟然还要他那个80岁的老人 来亲自的来带大家实行。
He said, even you want me, the 80-some-year-old, came by myself to take lead in this matter.
那当然他讲这句话, 87年底啊, 就是新路的架构全部都讲出来了。
At the end of 87, that is the whole structure of the Gao Orden Way has been spoken and cleared.
他讲这话的目的要我们年轻的同工,
the purpose of his speaking is for us younger co-workers to put into practice of what he has seen.
这是我开头讲这一段给大家有一个深刻的印象。
I will speak to this, hopefully that you have a deep impression of this.
这样大家就懂了他80年代会来台湾。
Do you understand why in the 80s he will come to Taiwan?
当时他心里的担子,
the burden that is in his heart.
那时候台北市教会是全地啊人数最多的一个教会。
The church in Taipei throughout the whole world at that time had the most number of saints in the church.
他自己心里说,
in his heart he said,
要叫一个小教会反正不是很难。
It's not hard to have a little smaller church.
一个20人的教会,
20 people of a church,
几年后变30人,
after some years to have 30, that's not hard.
但是叫一个大的教会,
but to have a large church,
台北已经那时候是3000人主日平均聚会的人数了。
At that time, Taipei is about 3,000 average meeting on Lord's Day.
台北的人口就250万。
2.5 million people in Taipei back then.
我不晓得湾区人口多少。
I don't know what's the population here in Taipei.
应该4000万吧。
600万，但是这个整个湾区，没关系，不是重点啊，就是那个台湾那时候250万，台北
had 2.5 million，
3000人聚会已经聚了几十年了。
For 3,000 people who have met for many years，
他回到台湾就问。
He came back and asked，
他说我10年前你们就是3000。
10 years ago you were of 3,000。
你们今天还是3000,
today you're still 3,000.
你们的人到哪里去了?
What happened to your people?
那时候年长的同工,
and elders and elders said,
李立华都到美国去了，
李立华去了，
其实也是真的嘛。
Yes, that's true.
那李立华说
，What did he say？
啊，你们讲理由。
You making excuses, OK？
哎，这个，总之在他看
，Anyway, according to him，
那个教会不反对，就是有问题。
If a church does not propagate, that means that there's a problem。
那对一个大教会啊。要他生机进功用是很难很难很难。
To a big church to have organic functioning is very hard.
那时候台北教会连受浸都要一起做的。
In the church in Taipei back then, you want to get baptized, you do it corporately.
某一个会所，有人要得救了。
Someone saved in the Sunday meeting hall.
要等台北市教会。
You have to wait for the church in Taipei.
来一定规。
To decide.
一起受浸的时候。
One day we'll all come together to get baptized.
你看，这是很僵化的教会生活。
That is really stringent, you know, it's a rigid church life.
所以他回到台湾，他特别用一个词“改制”。
So he came back to Taiwan. He used a particular term, changing the system.
啊，当然，他讲的改制不是所谓外头的制度，他的重点就是要人人进功用。
Of course, the change of system is not doing something outward, but the main point is that all member, everyone should function.
那他第一做的。就是小派。
The first thing he did is a small group meeting.
他头一次系列的信息就是要建立教会的基层小派。
The first set of series of messages is to establish the foundation of the church life, that is the church, the small groups.
他特别说，早年呢，这个在台湾刚刚开始组的工作的时候，就是小派开始。
He said in early days in Taiwan, the Lord's work began with the small groups.
走着走着，小孩慢慢丢，慢慢丢。
然后呢 ，we drop and drop, drop off these small groups.
我都有印象，我幼年的时候啊
，I still have impression from when I was younger.
这个，我们都编到排里头去了。
We're all put into groups, small groups.
但是曾几何时，真的李弟兄来了
，we don't know.
在那个时候，已经没有小孩聚会。
But when he came, we stopped. We did not have any group meetings.
哎，甚至啊，这个。有聚会在某某家中啊
，even to have a meeting at someone's house，
这个有同工还有感觉，是不是在搞小聚会？
啊、the chorus too. Are they have a small circle? You know, their meetings.
你听得懂我的话
？Yeah, you know what I'm talking about. Sense.
这个，所以把小的聚会啊，全部都停了。
So we stop all the small meetings.
所以当他回到台湾
，when he came back to Taiwan，
他就说，教会建造是有基层的。
He said, "To build up a church, there is a foundation needed."
这个基层如果不强，教会很难建造。
If you don't have a strong foundation, it's hard for the church to build up.
他特别读啊，这个使徒行传第二章。
Especially read Acts 2.
他们天天同心合意，
挨
家挨户
，day by day, house to house.
这个在新约里，神这个创造了一个新的聚会方式。不是大会，乃是挨家挨户的聚会。
What's created in the greatest creation or invention in the New Testament is not in the big meeting, but house to house.
我记得很清楚，在1985的时候，台北市教会啊，就把圣徒们就完全按照街道道路啊，就是这个弟兄姊妹12个人编成一组。
Remember in 1985, the church in Taipei, according to even the street, the alleys they live, they grew people into groups of 12s to have group meetings.
那时候李弟兄要求
at that time, Brother Lee requested
所有的小白聚会
all the group meetings
要追求执事信息
to pursue the ministry materials.
而且那个执事信息呢
and those messages
要请这个同工们来编。
We'll ask the co-workers to compile the messages.
就是这个 letter size 的这个纸张啊，正反面。
It's just a back and forth one letter size page to the.
然后在台北市的统一印。
Then the church in Taipei will print it together, all together.
那时候在我们一般的这个会所里都没有影印机的。
At that time, we did not have print machine in those days.At time, right? No printing machine in the meeting house.
所以都是请福音书房。
To ask the common gospel group.
用那个印刷机去。
They use the print machine, you know, the gospel
group. 然后在台北的议会所呢，就设了21个柜子。
And there are 21 boxes set up in Hall 1 of Taipei.
这个根据啊这个聚会的人数
according to the number of meeting
在周二祷告聚会就把那个份数就派到每个柜子里
by Tuesday prayer meeting we'll put into the mailbox of each meeting hall the number they requested
任何一个会所的负责弟兄都要派人在祷告聚会以前把这个小盘聚会的内容带回去
the meeting hall meeting buddies will send someone before the prayer meeting to pick up those and pass out to the prayer meeting
我讲这话这就是历史了
and I'm just talking to about
history 你弟兄开始改的时候他在做什么
what was but the lead doing when he was changing the system
所以他并没有叫小盘随便乱聚的
he did not say oh just meet whatever you
甚至是三千人统一材料
it was 3,000 people the same material
啊周二祷告聚会
Tuesday prayer meeting they just bring them back
啊那聚着聚着呢到了这个八五年底啊他就责备台北教会
at 85 he rebuilt the church in Taipei
因为当初他讲小孩聚会、啊、
because when he talked about the group meeting
三大功能
there are three major functions
第一要拖住现有的
number one you need to uphold the present ones
第二挽回久不久
number two to recover those who have backslidden have not met
第三传福音
number three to preach the gospel
那他说我们做来做去啊就是拖住现有的
whatever you do is just holding up the present ones okay
就是小牌啊就是聚会
you just have a meeting for the groups
还是聚会
you're still meeting
我们不会去传福音
we don't know how to preach the gospel
我们也没有去照顾啊小牌没有来的人
we did not take care of those backslidden ones stop meeting ones
他就说了我们没有听懂他的话
he saidYou have not heard clearly.
我讲的小牌聚会
understood what I said. The group meeting I talk about.
乃是指的家中的聚会
is the meeting in the homes.
当然，他这么一讲，哎
，when he said it,
我们没听懂啊。
Yeah, we understood. Yeah, we
我们的小牌都在家里。
Yeah, we were all meeting the homes. We did.
所以
met in the homes.
所以啊，我们没听懂。
But actually, we did not understood.
半年后。
After half a year,
他发现又没改变。
He discovered we have not changed.
所以说他讲得很强。
He said strongly.
啊，他讲得很强。
He said very strongly.
做到
ready to work the truth into people.
将圣徒做到家里。
To work all the things into the homes.
那个，然后他又接着说。
And he felt
我讲的家。
The home that I'm talking about
不是常聚会的家而已
It's not the meeting of those who are meeting frequently
是指的每一个圣徒的家
That means every saint's home is what I'm talking about
不是仅仅聚会的圣徒的家
Not only saints who are meeting in their homes
也包括不聚会的圣徒的家
Includes all the saints who did not meet with us
我们就打问号
Then we put a question No, it's impossible
会都不去了到他家去小牌
They don't even come to the meetings How can we go to the meeting in their homes
他也不会打开
They won't come They won't open their homes
你看我们没有听懂啊
We did not understand them
其实信息他都讲得很清楚了
He said it very clearly in the messages
但是因着背景啊
But because of our background
我们就成为啊听不懂
We became someone who could not understand.
他真正的意思是那个不聚会的，你去到他家里去看看他嘛。
When he said those who do not come to meeting, you just go to their homes to visit them.
他不来聚会。
If he doesn't come to meeting,
你到他那里去。
Go to his house.
他就聚会了。
He will have a meeting.
在他的观念里。
In his concept.
不该是圣徒是不聚会的。
There should not be one saint not meeting.
啊，我举个很简单的例子。
Let me give you a simple example.
这个。在湾区这里总有两千人在聚会吧，
左右平均 2,000 Lord say average
圣徒不仅五千呢
actually you have more than 5,000 saints maybe
圣徒不仅五千呢
it should be more than 5,000 saints
如果这两千每一周都有大家去看一两个
if this
去看一个就四千了
2,000 like who are meeting regularly can go visit another person a week
就是 like,
that's 4,000 you have
我们都没有动啊
We did not move
我们只会聚会啊我们没有动啊
We only know how to meet but we did not move
小牌的功能拖住现有的
The function of the small group is
挽回头
The present meeting ones Recover the backslidden one
that preach
the gospel We did not do that
我们很强
We don't know how to do it We're very rigid
这就使得主的仆人在1986年
So the Lord's serving in 1986.
85年, 86,
he brought in a group meeting and rebuked us.
86年的8月就开始这个FTTT 在台湾.
August of 86, we began FTTT in Taiwan.
如果早年在的弟兄们都知道,
if you were there in the early days, you will know.
那时候李弟兄召集的是全球的都到台湾.
But we called all the group of people to go to Taiwan.
那个全职训练呢, 650人.
650 people in the training.
近300人从
300 from overseas.
挤在啊, 很小的三会所,
crowded in a small hall three.
我们那个像一半大的, 还没有一半大的,
it's about half the size.
还没有一半大的, 这个房间里头,
room.
住28个人, 28 28 people.
Those beds were shipped in from US.
这个我们在台湾啊,那时候的这种铁床啊,
those are made of iron beds.
铁床是3尺乘6尺,
3x6, okay, that was the size.
那美国运来是2尺半乘6尺半,
and the US is 2.5x6.5.
六尺半就很窄了，6尺半，2.5x6，非常窄，narrow，非常窄，very narrow，就是军人住的床。These are military，you know，whatever they stay。这个一个很小的，这个大概就是你们的餐厅那么大。It's like your kitchen area。650人要吃早餐，吃中餐，吃晚餐。Yeah，650
people for breakfast, lunch, and dinner.
任何这个餐呢，就分两个时间来，一个是中餐，一个是西餐。
So you have to look at into sessions, right?
前后差1小时。
One is a Chinese, the other is Western.
这样子。
1.5 hours.
运作的。
So we operated in such a way.
哦，哈利路亚。
Hallelujah.
然后呢，主的仆人第一个带领的就是叩门传福音。
The first leading of the Lord's servant is to knock on doors to preach the gospel.
我后来我非常清楚。
I became very clear.
我们一个大问题是不传福音.
The greatest problem we have is not preaching the gospel.
我们根本就没有传福音的习惯.
We don't have a habit of preaching the gospel.
那他来台湾呢?
When he came to Taiwan,
主要是在找根据圣经，也是为着建造基督的身体，什么是神命定我们要实行的路。
He's there to study what is a God ordained way. Preaching the gospel and service.
后来他就找到圣经，就是差两个两个出去。
And he went back to the Bible and found out it was sent out 2x2s.
你圣经里头没有找到召集大会的。
There was not a finding in the Bible to call big meetings.
当然他没有打掉大会的福音聚会了。
Of course, he did not take away the big gospel meetings.
但是圣经讲到传福音都是两个两个出去传福音。
But in the Bible, when they talk about gospel preaching, it's about
挨家挨户的出去。
House by house they went.
他就差全世界的弟兄姊妹。
He sent the full-time brothers and sisters, 650.
我们的头期的训练呢，每天晚上都传福音。
Every night we went out.
那时候。 就召集台北市召会的侍奉聚会了。
Then call the church in Taipei's service meeting.
他要台北市的弟兄姊妹，这个三分一的弟兄姊妹，能够陪着这个学员出去叩门。He
called for 1/3 of the brethren sisters in the church in Taipei to cooperate, coordinate with the trainees to go out to preach the gospel.
你看650吗？
650.
每一个队出去3个人。
Okay, every team had 3 people.
那也就是啊，有另外2个人啊，是陪着全时间训练。
That maybe 2 would accomplish the full-time training.
就是1300人要陪他们。
That means 1300 people need to go.
我们3000人要1300在陪啊。
So 3000 people with 1300 people to go out.
就等于30-40%的弟兄姊妹啊，周周陪他们。
It's about 30-40% of the brethren and sisters weekly going out with the trainees.
而且那个传福音啊,
that kind of gospel preaching
不是一周一次,
not just once time a week,
一周好多次,
many times a week.
那李弟兄要台北市教会的弟兄姊妹,
but the acid, but it's in Taipei.
每周最少拿两个晚上。
At least you need to take out two times a week to go out.
每周最少陪两个晚上。
At least you have 2 weeks, right? So two times a week.
说实在话，那时候啊，台北市教会啊，忙得不得了。
At that time, the church in Taipei is so busy, was so busy.
像我们啊，比较有心的弟兄，
we like brothers who have a little heart to serve.
一个礼拜啊，六个晚上。
6 to 7 nights were in meetings.
每天早上是要守晨更的。
Every morning you had the morning watch.
守晨更是到会所来了。
That means you have to come to the meeting hall.
短的30分钟，多的是一小时。
30 minutes short, 1 hour, you know, as usual.
那晚上呢？周一。
Monday night.
长老聚会。
Elders meeting.
周二。
Tuesday.
祷告聚会。
Prayer meeting.
周三,
Wednesday,
这个专项侍奉聚会,
special services mean like YP,
少年啊,大学啊,
college,
高国中啊,
you know, high school, etc.
然后周四啊,
Thursday,
真理成全的聚会,
the truth perfecting meeting.
周五啊, 就不一定了, 这好像似乎要比较free一点,
maybe a little freer.
周六那时候我们年轻啊,
我们是青少年聚会, we serve the young people, YP, young people.
然后主日呢,
Lord's Day,
早上主日聚会,
in the morning we have the Lord's Day
meeting.
In the evening we have the Lord's table meeting.
大家听懂了，我们都在聚会。
You heard about, we're all in meetings.
所以说讲到传福音啊,
when we talk about gospel preaching,
我们没有时间传福音，也是真的。 That's really true. We don't have the time to preach the gospel. 李东做了一件事,
but he did something.
他召集侍奉聚会,
he called the service meeting,
公开停台北教会两次的聚会,
and publicly stopped the church in Taipei's meeting, Lord's Day meeting. The two types of meetings in Taipei.
第一,周四晚上的真理成全不做,
number one, on Thursday night, the truth perfecting will not
do
anymore.
主日晚上祷告聚会不做,
then the Lord's table meeting in the evening, you change it to the Lord's Day morning.
We're very happy.
Oh, two less meetings.
Because
he said first, okay, stop two meetings. And then he followed. These two times is not for you to rest. It's for you to go along with the trainees to go and preach the gospel.
但大家都没有理由,
and no one has any excuse.
如果弟兄们已经追求李弟兄, 从84到87之间, 他所有讲的传福音都是一周拿两个晚上。
You notice from 84 to 87, when he spoke, is that you will take out 2 nights a week to go to preach the gospel.
感谢主啊,
thank the Lord.
那一两年呢, 台北市教会啊, 有翻, 台北市啊, 台北市几乎被翻了。
Yeah.
台北市不是道路，台北市几乎被翻了。
And 1 or 2 years, the city of Taipei, not the church, was what, almost turned over.
因为天天都有人叩门, every day the people come out to knock on
the doors in Taipei.
就是这个按照地址的,
according to the address,
挨家, 就照着街道的,
according to the street and alley,
一到了一个,
house by house,
一个楼房,
you go to
按电梯,
you ring the bell, go to the top floor,
然后到了对面再下一楼,
then you go, okay, go that,
就一直走一直走,
you just go on and on.
在那时候几乎每一栋是扣了好几遍,
even one building has been knocked on several times,
因为你半年可能就转一遍,
maybe half a year you just go,
半年后再来转,
half a year go again.
这个短短 不到一年半的时间,
less than 1.5 years,
台北市受浸38,000人,
38,000 people got baptized.
Wow.
In Taipei,
不是3,800,
not 3,800,
是38,000,
not 38,000.
我们主日平均只有3,000,
we only have 3,000 average.
是我们主日平均聚会的12倍。
Yeah, 12%.
Like you have 2,000 people
here. Maybe
baptized.
5,000.
Think about it. Oh, Jesus.
So many people can testify. Brother Lee reacted very quickly. He saw many were baptized. Right away, he asked the gospel book room to compile the life lessons.
半年后,
after half a year,
86年, 8月才开始扣门,
we started door knocking August 86.
然后87年的3月,
after half a year, in March of 87, about half a year, we began to publish.
那他又怕我们不会用生命课程。
He's afraid that we don't know how to use the life lessons.
坦白讲，那时候啊， 我们离执事很远。
At that time, we're far away from following the ministry.
以为跟随执事就是他讲什么我们听什么就好。
We thought, okay, to follow ministry is whatever he speaks, we just listen.
但是李弟兄知道我们在哪里。
But the lead knew where we were.
给你生命课程啊,
I give you the life lessons.
你怎么用? 你一定拿去跟他讲道去。
How you use it? You just go and speak like a message, giving a message.
所以生命课程编完了。
So after the life lessons,
we
called again all the service meetings in Taipei of 1,000 people attended.
他说啊，这个课程在戒严的时候就讲清楚了。
And it was this lesson during the time of the martial law.
Introduction
word. It said it very clearly in the live lessons. Okay, it was very clear. Don't speak it. Just read it together with the
Dongfang.
There are four ways of reading. You need to repeat reading. You need to emphasize reading. You need to read it lively reading. And you need to pray read. And you're speaking about it. Ask two brothers to come out to practice. Okay, lead us how to use the life lessons. At that time, okay, not to speak.
We understood.
So we just repeat, emphasize reading, live read, pray read, read. We're just going to. But Lee was waiting. Okay, that's okay, it's good. He was waiting for us to speak the message.
坦白说，我们那个活读也不够活。
We're not so living, you know, really.
你想想看，一群人看我们怎么活。
1,000 people looking at how can we be living?
但是，他要抓你那个讲道的辫子。我们没有一个人开口讲。
You have to catch us, okay? Oh, you, when are you going to speak a message? But we did not speak a message. We just.
然后就是说，很好，就是这样。
Very good. That's it.
其实我们那天呢，哎呀，导读也不够。
That is, we're not in the spirit of prayer reading. We're all affected by the surrounding things.
什么好呢?就没有讲,
what is good? The good is that not speaking, giving a message.
他要改我们,
he wants to change us.
这个真理已经很清楚,
the truth is very clear.
你陪大家就好,
just accompany, read it with them.
这就是主任古人带我们呢,
he led us, the Lord's servant.
家聚会不是要你,
to have the home meeting is not for you to speak the ministry to the new ones, but you go read together with them the ministry.
好, 这是87年的3月,
March 83,
长话短说到了87年的11月,
November of 87,
时候到了, 李弟兄就开始做分区的聚会了,
the time came, but Lee began to have the district meetings.
到了这个时候啊,
at that time,
传福音也有了,
we had the gospel preaching,
家聚会也有了,
the home meetings,
排聚会也有了,
group meetings,
区聚会也有了,
we have the district meetings.
后来我们才懂,
then we began to understand,
早年他希望的牌就是后来的福家牌,
and the group that he want to talk about is the gospel, home and groups, right? BNP. Okay.
早年他讲的牌,
the group early in the early days actually includes the gospel, the homes, to uphold the present
挽回久不就,
to recover the backslidden one, that is home meeting.
Preaching
the gospel is
God's begetting, nourishing.
我们不会生机。
We're not organic.
他就把我们拆开。
So he's put us aside, apart, you know.
这样，大家听得懂吧？
Did you catch what I'm saying?
那这个福家牌区啊，这个在八七年底设立完之后，他非常高兴。
So gospel in the homes of groups after establishing the district, he was very happy.
他就整理了三十篇的信息。
And he compiled 30 messages.
就在十二月的冬季训练在美国讲。
And he spoke that messages in the winter training in the U.S. 30 messages.
啊，那个主题就是照着。为着建造基督的身体，那合乎圣经的这个召会建造和侍奉的路。
The way of
大概是这样
building of the church and service according to the Bible or God ordained way, you know, the is something like that. The title.
你可以看那个内容啊，他一直讲，一直讲，都很兴奋的讲哦。
And he spoke with excitement.
甚至讲了一段话，讲得很强。
He spoke a word strongly.
他说这个那话怎么讲，就是说这个他相信在不久的时候
He believed not long after this
这个圣经所预言这个建造召会的最大预言会应验的
The greatest prophecy of building up a church will soon be fulfilled
在马太福音第十六章主说我要把我的召会
16, the Lord said, I will build my church upon this rock.
这是圣经最大的预言。
This is the greatest prophecy in the Bible.
当他就在这个就是那三十篇的信息里头讲。
In those 30 messages, he began to say,
这个圣经里最大的预言要被我们应验。
The greatest prophecy in the Bible will be fulfilled by us.
哎，大家可以。回去追求啊。
Please go back and study that.
那个深夜训练完了之后呢
After that training.
在台湾设立了区聚会之后他就到美国来服侍这个冬季训练就刚才我讲的题目、啊。
He established a district meeting, then he came to the winter training, right, released those 30 messages.
然后到了二三月。
In February.
在美国也把了夏季训练的纲要写完。
He finished the summer training, right, in February of the outlines.
他就回到台湾了。
He came back to Taiwan.
那到了台湾呢，我们就为他安排周末的这个执事信息。
We arranged weekend
特会啊
conferences for him.
主日晚上会前祷告了。
The meeting before the Lord's Day, we have a pre-meeting prayer.
我还有印象，当时我们在的就几个人了。
I too had some impression with a few. Simpson and
Andrew
Yu and others were there.
Paul Wu, 几个人
Paul Wu and you know, a few of them there.
几位弟兄在。那这个会前祷告完
After the prayer,
李弟兄就说了，今天早上他看一会所的申言聚会。
He said, this morning he watched the prophesy meeting hall one.
他说感谢主。
He said, thank the Lord.
聚会的人很多。
Many came to the meetings.
第二
Number two.
这个圣徒们来也很整齐。
The saints came in a good number.
这个我们听懂他的话就是没有什么迟到了。
That means people were not late.
哦，然后第三呢，他说聚会的灵很好。
The spirit is quite good.
也很释放。
They were released.
这个申言的时候。
In prophesying.
说话的人也多。
There are many who prophesied.
这个灵也强。
They are strong in the spirit.
哎呀，我们听得很高兴。
And we're very happy.
虽然不在我们的区呢。
Although it's not,
讲到这个，
okay.
好就是好，感谢。
But he says good, it is good, okay.
啊，那讲到这个，但是
，but however, but
全部不是申言。
All the, these are not prophecies at all.
哎呦，我
，OK，
全部不是申言。
All are not prophecies.
他当时。我和大家讲故事啊，他里头的东西啊，大家要 catch 到。
You have to catch what's in Brother Lee, okay?
他说他觉得
he felt
主日晚上要加一场聚会。
There should be one more meeting in the Lord's Day evening.
他说如果弟兄们你们觉得好
，if your brothers feel good about it,
那他要加一场啊真理成全的聚会。
You add another meeting of the truth perfecting meeting.
这个他说读圣经啊。是两种读法。
There are two ways of reading the Bible.
一种就是生命读经按照次序的读法。
One is sequential according to the life studies.
那时候我们 诚心是读约翰福音
We're reading
生命读经
the life study of John right, for our morning revivals
他说晚上呢他说真理啊另外就是都是这里一点那里一点你要把它摆在一起的
So truth is here a little there a little you need to put it all together
这是需要课本的
You need lessons
后来我们知道真理课程是很好的课本
Then we found out the truth lessons they are really good textbooks okay?
但是他如果我们同意做他还要另外编的
If he will agree to do that he has another compilation
因为那时候真理课程其实已经出版了一两年
Because Truth Lesson has been published several years already.
台北已经用在这个主日早上了。
The church in Taipei used it in the Lord's Day morning.
那他就说
，He said，
这个如果我们觉得好的话
，If we feel good about it，
他要加一场聚会
，You add another meeting.
啊，最重要他的重点
，His emphasis，
主的恢复是真理的恢复。
The recovery of the Lord is a recovery of truth.
如果人到我们中间参加主日聚会。
If people come to our Lord's Day meeting,
没有碰到真理,
they did not touch the truth,
就没有碰到主的恢复。
They did not touch the Lord's recovery.
那问我们弟兄感觉怎么样?
As but as how do we feel about it?
那一天呢,是我讲了一点话,请李弟兄决定。
But Li Hong said something to ask for the lead to decide.
他说现在呢，这个新人很多是带进来的。
I said the many new ones who are brought in.
如果这个晚上有一场聚会
，If there's a meeting in the evening,
有人参加早上不来晚上。
Some will come only in the morning and not in the evening.
有人参加晚上
，And some will
不来早上。
Attend the evening will not attend the morning meeting.
大概啊，这个三分一的人。中干了、啊、两场都会在的。
And one third, the core, okay, they'll be in both meetings, morning and evening.
其他、啊、会有一点选择。
And the others will have some their own choice.
就是李弟兄、right? 你怎么决定
？And then, Brother Lee, how would you decide?
他停了一下，最后说。
He paused a little and said,
那就先等一等。
Then just wait.
后来啊，他就希望这个真理成全人的这件事摆在小孩。
Then he said that eventually.The matter of perfecting of the truth should be put into the group meetings.
所以大家有留意啊
If you pay attention,
福家牌区在英文那个牌它不是用 teaching, 它是用 perfecting.
If you know the BMPB, right, it's not teaching. Beginning nourishing, it's not teaching, but perfecting. The word is used.
它那个 perfecting 其实就是他心里说真理的成全要在小牌中。
Actually, the perfecting within Brother Lee is that perfecting should be done in the groups.
统一材料还不够。
It's not only enough to have a uniform material.
还要会彼此问，互相答。
You need to have a mutual asking and answering of questions.
因为毕竟小牌。
The group meetings.
他所做的跟主日做的性质是不太一样的。
It's different in nature of what we're doing on the Lord's Day morning.
好，我现在我先不发展啊。
I will not develop that.
那后来呢，李弟兄，注意啊，他这份的执事啊，教会缺什么他就带什么。
You have to pay attention. Whatever the church needs, lacks, but they will lead in that way.
在那半年，他在台北市。
He was in church,
无论是长老聚会
Taipei, in an elders meeting,
特别聚会
or special meeting,
他没有别的题目
half a year, there's no other topic
建立召会伸言的聚会
is to establish the prophesy meeting in the church、
啊、人人要说神的话
everyone should speak the Lord's word
聚会来说神的话
you come to meeting to speak the Lord's word
或者建造召会的伸言
to build up the prophesying of the church
一个题目
one topic
几篇信息
after another
都在那半年一直讲一直讲一直讲
in those half a year,
如果大家留意
spoke,
他到美国也讲圣言
he even came to US and speak about prophesying
后来半年后
after half a year
这个他又回到台湾了
he came back to Taiwan
就不是半年后来就是经过夏训、啊、
maybe after the summer training
九月劳工节
maybe after Labor Day he came
back 他把冬季训练的纲要写完
he finished the winter training outlines
九月底就回到台湾
came back to Taiwan at the end of September
哎，我们又给他安排这个主日晚上的特别聚会
another special meeting on Lord's Day evening
会前祷告的时候
before the meeting the prayers
他不高兴
he was not happy
他说今天早上我参加了议会所的一个圣灵的聚会。
He said, this morning I attended one prophesy meeting in Hall 1.
那个区负责叫什么名字？
What is that district brother's name?
哎呦，我们都听那个话，没有人敢讲。
Nobody dared to say who that is.
当然
is,、okay?
我们是不知道，议会所都不讲了。
Hall 1, we don't know, Hall 1 brothers didn't speak who that person is, okay?、
哦因为李弟兄记名字很厉害的。
Brother is very good at remembering names.
他说：“你看看这个场聚会。
”Look at that meeting.
聚会的人那么整齐，人来的那么多，说话的人也多。
But on time, there's so many people came, and there's so many people prophet spoke.
全部不是神言。
All of these are not prophecies.
那个区负责还不懂。
And that district brothers did not understand.
在聚会的末了。
At the end of the meeting.
用个三五分钟。教导弟兄姊妹如何伸言。
He should use 3 to 5 minutes to educate the saints how to prophesy.
我今天为什么跟大家讲历史？
Why do you want to tell you history?
不要以为大家我们的主日聚会聚得好，没有这回事。
Don't think our Lord's Day meeting is good. No,
甚至我要说，直到现在，差李弟兄的标准很远很远很远。
Let me tell you, until today, our prophesying is far, far, far.Away from Brother Lee's standard.
这其实不是一件小事啊。
It's not something small.
这个背责任的弟兄们啊。
The brothers who bear responsibility.
这个要留意主的仆人想什么。
You have to pay attention. What is the Lord's servant?
他盼望看见的是什么。
Thinking about what does he want to see?
他盼望教会要被带到怎样的情形。
What kind of condition does the church should be led to?
那半年。他又是在讲圣言。
In that half year, he began to speak and prophesy again.
不过坦白说，那一次的聚会啊
，In that meeting,
我吓到了。
I was shocked.
我为什么会吓到呢
？Why was I shocked?
因为经过一年了嘛。
Because after a year,
快一年了。
After a year, almost a year.
那快一年当中啊，我所在的地方啊
，The place where I was,
这个繁增的最快
，had the most increase.
从100聚到250了。
From 100 to 250.
这个。就是88年的感恩节特会嘛。
Thanksgiving 88，
在这个 Pasadena。
It was in Pasadena。
这个李弟兄特别希望我能够去。
Really hope that I could go there。
然后最末了还要我做见证。
At the end, asked me to give a testimony。
啊，这就是88年。
That's 1988。
秋季的时候。
Autumn of 88。
我说我吓到了。
I said I was scared or shocked.
因为李弟兄注意到我。
But he paid attention to me.
我就怕下一次到我的会所了。
I'm so afraid he will come to my meeting.
因为议会所有相当的安全距离啊。
But at least at Han, okay, it's a safe distance from me. Our meeting, okay.
那个，所以等到李弟兄回去之后呢
，But he went back.
我就提醒弟兄姊妹。
I remind brothers and sisters.
我们怕李弟兄回来嘛。
We're afraid, okay, but he may come, okay? Because watch out, okay?
这个临时做不来的。
You can't pretend, right? Temporarily, you can't.
我们要改我们主日聚会。
We need to change our Lord's Day meeting.
他其实信息已经半年一年讲了。
Actually, half a year, he spoke
也出书了。
Message, even put publishing to books.
啊，我说我们长老聚会。
I say we have elders meeting.
会邀这个。区负责来
，We invite the responsible brothers to come.
十多人
，maybe over 10.
读一篇信息
，We'll read one message.
读完之后
，After the reading,
自己检讨昨天你算不算圣言
？You evaluate yourself, okay? Is your prophesying a prophecy?
然后到了周二
，Tuesday,
我们就到了我们自己所在的
We came to where we are, the district meeting.
有十多人在参加
，About over 10 there.
再读一遍。
We'll read again the message.
那这时候啊，检讨啊。
Then,
主日就说我们都一起在的嘛。
We're all together on the Lord's Day.
可以彼此检讨。
We can evaluate.
弟兄啊，
one another.
你们不行了。
Maybe, brother, what you said is not okay.
当然，我们都很客气，因为我们也没有什么做得好的嘛。
We're very polite because none of us are any good, right? We just help one another.
这样一周一周一周一周。
Week after week after week.
半年后呢
？After half a year.
李弟兄又下飞机了。
But he landed, okay.
下了飞机就跟吴有成讲。
He told Brother Paul Wu.
这个周末我要到林弟兄他所在的。
This weekend, I will go to the meeting hall where Lin Hong is.
哎呀，主耶稣，那个吴有成呢，就打小报告了。林弟兄，你好好预备啊。
Just text him, be ready, okay? Get yourself ready.
坦白讲，这个临时预备是来不及的。
Actually, you won't be ready if you're do it temporarily.
对, right 就告诉我的弟兄姊妹, 哇,
we just help
brothers
and sisters, everyone's so nervous.
区聚会,
because it's a district meeting.
Right?
30 or 40.
他在美国是讲70人,
he said 70 people, right?
在台湾他说四五十个,
in Taiwan, he said the number should be 40 to 50.
那总之,
okay?
Anyway,
but the lead came. We're about 30 to 40 people in the district.
你想想看, 这第一排做完,
after the first row, okay?
你看,这已经20多人了,
20 some, right?
所以连第二排都没做完,
we don't have the second row filled.
李弟兄就坐我们这么近,
but they were so close to us like that.
我们从来没有跟李弟兄聚这么小的会, 他就李弟兄,李师母,于杰林, 他全部都坐在一起。
We'll never have such a small meeting with Brother Lee, Brother Lee, Sister Lee, and Brother Andrew, sitting there.
那天大家分享完,
after we shared,
散了会,
at the end of the meeting,
吴有成开车载他们,
Paul was driving them.
就对李弟兄说, 李弟兄啊, 今天这个聚会你怎么看啊?
How do you feel about this meeting today?
李弟兄讲了一句话,
what did he say?
后来,
one word.
吴弟兄打了一个电话给我,
and Brother Paul will call me. Okay?
他说李弟兄说,
but he said,
这算是灵前14章申言的聚会。
This can be counted as a prophesying meeting in 1 Corinthians 14. Oh, thank the Lord.
当然,我愿意告诉大家,
I want to tell you,
其实我们没有到什么水平啊,
actually, we have not reached the standard yet.
其实我们知道我们在哪里,
we know ourselves where we are.
我们只能说方向对了,
we only say we are in the right direction. Only, okay? Right direction.
因为李弟兄那时候要我们圣言聚会啊, 他已经给我们方向了。
But he already gave us a direction of the prophesying meeting.
那时候我们都是生命读经吗?
We just read the life study.
李弟兄来后, 我们是讲罗马书第七章啊,
we'll talk about Romans chapter 7.
这个两个丈夫, 那个不好讲的。
Two husbands, right? It's very hard to speak, the two husbands.
那李弟兄那天啊, 特别高兴, 这一点讲清楚了。
He said, ah, he's very happy, because this, they made this point clear.
他还说你看看那个人讲的多清楚,
look at that person, he spoke very clearly.
哎呀, 他就希望在召会的聚会中, 真理的亮光是出来的。
He hoped that in the church meetings, the light of the truth will come out.
因为主的恢复就是这个东西。
Because this is the Lord's recovery.
不是要你讲故事,
not just for you to tell sea stories, your testimonies, your history,
不是要你讲东,
not east or the west,
不是讲到大家都笑, 很高兴,
not everyone will laugh and be happy.
主的恢复是真理的恢复。
No, the Lord's recovery is a recovery
人到我们中间必须摸到真理,
of the truth. People must touch the truth when they come among us.
甚至我告诉大家,
I'll tell you,
这个李弟兄一兴奋了, 他那时候, 同时间他就到了马来西亚,
but he got excited, he went to Malaysia.
他在马来西亚讲信息,
he was speaking the messages in Malaysia.
感谢主,
thank the Lord.
现在台湾的众召会,
now the church is in Taiwan.
他一拉就去台湾了,
when he says, oh, Taiwan,
已经开始申言的聚会了,
has begun a prophesying meeting.
Amen. 那我讲这话,
when I say this, I'll give you an impression that
他一直很希望他的带领,
hope that his leadings
我们能跟,
will be followed by
我们能做,
us. We can carry it out.
做神给他看见的这个能做到召会中,
we can practice what the Lord has shown him and to bring that into the churches.
这样子一直到了89年,
until 1989, that's 5 years in Taiwan.
他就决定了,
he decided the training center will go back to the U.S.
台湾的就留给台湾,
and Taiwan will leave it to the brothers coordinating in Taiwan.
他离开前特别在不同的场合说相同的话,
before he left, in different occasions, he spoke the same words.
他对这个同工们讲, 对长老们讲,
he said to the co-workers, elders,
这个聚会如果有特会, 他特会讲,
and he was speaking conferences.
他说在台, 在台湾啊, 在台北,
he said in Taiwan, Taipei,
这个新路的架构已经健全了,
we have established the structure of the new way.
他说, 但是不要以为你们是完满了,
don't think you're complete, you're,
你们只是开始,
you're at the initial beginning stage.
要站在这个根基上,
you should stand on this
继续地往前,
foundation and go forward, onward.
那我愿意告诉大家,
I'd like to tell you,
在 台北的召会呢,
in the church in Taipei,
繁增最快的时间
and the fastest growing period of time
就是李弟兄离开，李弟兄离开八九到九七他离世这个中间
It's the period of 1987 to 97 before he passed away. Oh, sorry, 89 and 97. The,
对
the fastest growing time. 89
年他就正式离开台湾到美国做工了。
89, he officially left Taiwan to work in the U.S.
97年是他的离世。
97, he passed away.
那一段时间
In those period of time,
台北市教会每年平均繁增 10%。
The church in Taipei increased 10% every year.
那意思说有的会所繁增 30%。
That means some meeting hall increased 30%.
有的会所没有什么繁增。
Some did not have any increase.
但是多多少少。
But more or less,
这个全台北
the whole church in Taipei,
平均每年加 10%.
And the average is a 10% increase per year.
这个大家在座没有什么很强的印象，我给大家一个印象。
If you did not have a strong impression, I'll give you
10% 的印象。
10%, what is that?
就是七年就 double.
That's your double in 7 years. Double in 7 years.
Amen.
87,
你们现在是2000嘛
You have 2000, right?
如果每年 10%
If you increase 10% per year
第二年、第一年后
After the first year
就2200嘛
2200
然后第二年呢
Another second year
就2400多
2400
第三年就是
The third year
2700了
2700
第四年
The third year
就快3000
Fourth year Almost 3000
第五年就3300了。
Fifth year, 3300.
第六年就3600多了。
Sixth year, 3600.
第七年就4000了。
Seventh year, you have 4000.
10% 不是很难的。
10% is not hard.
一个二十人的会所。
A person of 20,
第二年二十二。
20, second year, 22 people.
你觉得很难吗？
You think it's hard?
一个区聚会。
A district meeting.
三十人
,30 people,
10%, 33
people.
可是我们差不多是第二年33第三年就回来30。
At first year, we have 33, the next year, back to 30.
所以来来走走还是30。
Back and forth, still 30.
那个问题出在哪里呢
?What is the problem, okay, the root cause?
就是没有一直生养教建。
You do not have a continuously beginning, nourishing, perfecting, and building.
当然一直到现在了。
Up to today,
这个和大家除了疫情以外哈
，besides the pandemic,
这几年是疫情的影响
right? Because the influence effect of pandemic.
我相信过了今年之后又开始不一样了。
I hope after this year it will be different.
台北市这几十年没有停过繁增。
The decades in Taipei we have not stopping from increasing.
主日平均聚会现在是12300多。
The Lord's Day meeting is about 12,300.So,
这个就是李弟兄早年来的就四倍了。
The four times, right? When Brother Lee came, that's four times.
这个原来李弟兄来的时候是21个会所。
When Brother Lee came, it's 21 meeting halls.
我们现在是104个会所。
We have
103个会所。
103 meeting halls.
哦，104个会所。
104 now.
这个你们想，哎，林弟兄怎么会记不住啊
？How come you don't remember, Brother?
因为我们过了100啊。
After 100,
我们没有办法编101, 102, 103。
We can't have 101, 102, and 103.
因为不知道它在哪里啊。
We don't know where it is.
就是人，现在不是你会所人多不知道他是谁啊？现在是连会所多到我们不知道会所在哪里啊。
It's that there's so many people we don't know where the meeting house. We have so many meeting halls we don't know where the meeting halls are.
所以过了一百，我们就是我们不能按照成立的。时间点来设立会所。
So after 100, we cannot establish it according to the time frame.
对，这四年加
了四个会所。So in this year, we have 4 meeting halls added.
一会所加了一个会所。
Hall 1 added 1.
就加100，就101会所。
That's 101.
三会所加了一个会所。
Hall 3 added 1 meeting hall.
就是103会所。
That's 103.
六会所成立了，加了一个会所。
Hall 6 added another hall.
加一百就是106会所。
That's 106. Okay.
十二会所也加了一个会所。
Hall 12 added
就是112个会所。
One hundred 12. Okay, it's by the meeting hall added, right? Hall 1, 101, hall 1, you know, 103.
那我们要所有的会所在 20 年内,
so we hope that all the meeting halls in the upcoming 20 years will add one more meeting hall.
2042年,
so 2042,
台北市召会, 要达到200个会所,
we should have 200 meeting halls.
2042.
This is our goal.
那我们知道应该是会达到,
we believe this will be done.
我们这个比例也就是照着近年繁增的比例算的, 也不是10%算的。
It's according to our recent increase, not according to 10%.
那我就开始先讲这么多, 我看陈琦可以先加一点。
Speak a little.
我讲了这一段都是在讲 84到89。
This is 84 to 90, 89.
就是李弟兄发现全地停滞, 他回到一个全地 最大的召会, 最不容易繁增, 也是连续10年都不繁增的一个召会。
And that's when Buddy found out the whole earth became stagnant, and he came back to the largest church where there was not the increase, right? It's the hardest to increase. And
来带我们实行神命令。
He led us to go on to the God-ordained way.
我真的要从深处感谢主。
From the depth of my being, I worship the Lord.
没有主的仆人来到台湾,
without the Lord's servant coming to Taiwan,
台湾没有今天的光景,
Taiwan would not have our present situation.
那5年,
in those 5 years,
主仆人对我们的说话, 给我们的改正,
Lord's servants,
给我们的调整,
correction, leading,
给我们对如何跟随执事,
concerning how to follow the ministry, and what is it to follow the ministry?
他执事的重点在哪里?
What is the emphasis of his ministry?
感谢主啊, 在我年轻的时候,
thank the Lord when he was younger.
有这么长的时间,
there's such a long period of time.
能够有机会啊, 在主的仆人, 相对比较近的光景中学习。
He had the opportunity in a relatively close relationship with Brother Lee to learn from all that. He's 75 years old this year.
时间过得很快,
time flies.
时间过得很快,
time flies.
我们现在又觉得我们的下一代啊,
we feel our next generation,
我们都还没有跟他们和你们今天讲过的历史,
have not been told of the history that we talk to you about today, right? They don't.
哪一天我们是要跟他们讲,
maybe one day we should speak to them, the next generation of
the history.在讲的过程中，让他们懂得主的仆人他到底在讲什么。
In the process, they will learn and know what is the ministry talking about.
下一点结论吧。Let's
give a conclusion.
召会繁增不一定对。It's
not necessary right to have the propagation or increase of the church.
如果不是在执事里,
if it is not in the ministry,
不是真理,
if it is not of the truth, it is nothing of the Lord's recovery.
你姑且这么讲, 你一直注意繁增,
or you just pay attention to increase and increase.
那个繁增又如何?
What kind of increase is that?
没有什么价值。
There's no value in that, right?
这个繁增必须是生养教建,
the increase in propagation must be begetting, nourishing, perfecting, and building, where everyone preaches the gospel, everyone is feeding, nourishing the saints, everyone is perfecting the saints,
人人也都学习啊,
everyone is learning how to prophesy on Lord's Day.
我还是在说, 直到现在,
I would say, even until today,
我要说我们距离主仆人的标准呢, 可能还只有10%,
well, maybe only 10% according to Brother Lee's standard.
而且我要说, 真的不是谦卑讲的话,
it's not to say in a humble way. No.
所以我为什么说我不太敢讲我们的故事,
that's why I dare not to speak about our story.
反而我很愿意在我们的故事当中给大家知道主的仆人到底在带什么。
But writing our story, we'd like you to hear what is Brother Lee's leading in these processes.
召会繁增不一定对。
To have an increase in propagation may not be right.
召会不繁增一定不对。
But if the church does not have an increase in propagation, it must not be right.
这就是1980年他为什么回到台湾。
That's why, but he came back in 1980s.
大家有留意, 尼迪翁1948年讲的强的话,
1948, Watchman Nee spoke a strong word.
尼迪翁1984到89对台湾讲了强的话。
84 to 89, but he spoke a strong word to the church in
那我们今天呢, 繁增的情形还是不行,
today we're
比例不高,
inadequate, not to have a high percentage of increase.
你知道李弟兄那时候都要我们做预算的。
But Lee at that time asked us to have a budget.
要我们做预算。
He asked us to have a budget.
我们现在台北市召会已经没有做预算了。
Today we don't have a budget anymore in the church in Taipei.
因为啊，那个预算太高啊。
That budget is too high.
我们也觉得就不用做了。
We said, don't do it, don't make it.
我们光做预算做过李弟兄离开做了十年了。
For 10 years we had a budget, right?
做了十年。
10 years we did.
那李弟兄给我们预算是什么呢？
What was Brother Lee's budget to us?
每年繁增 30%。
30% a year.
所以我们那时候都会讲嘛。
So we all know, we all
100人。
100。
我们都会说。
Our meeting hall.
年底目标。
At the year of the goal of the year, 130。
好呢。150的就宣告一下我们的目标
150, you declare
年底200
at the end it would be 200
全台北市召会3000
church in Taipei 3000
30% 就是3900
that's 3900
就这个意思
end of the year,
这样听得懂吗
you,
我们
you know,
这个一月份的头一个长老聚会就是 做预算
the first elders meeting in the church in Taipei is to make a budget
但是做来做去啊
but we budget this and budget that
距离目标差太远了。
We're so far away from the goal.
大家觉得这样喊没什么意思。
We felt just to shout is no meaning to that.
就不再宣告这种。
So we don't declare that kind of, you know.
但是事实上证明了。
But facts proves that.
我刚才讲，我们宣告30%，还有10%。
Hey, not 30%, at least we have 10%, right?
我们现在不宣告了。
If we don't declare,
大概只有2%啊。
Maybe 2%, okay?
当然，台北是一个大召会，2%就很多人了。
The church in Taipei is a big church. 2% is a large number, right?
啊，那个，但是呢，你用百分比来说，不行啊。
According to percentage, we're not adequate yet.
哎呀，这个很多要学的。
There are many things to be learned.
我只能说，我们现在，就现在，距离早先，无论是跟随的灵，跟随的态度。和竭力的灵都还没有那五年的光景台北现在情形
I'll say now okay, even now the church in Taipei in the matter of following the Lord in its attitude endeavoring we cannot compare to those 5 years from yeah,
这也就是为什么我们不太愿意说一定要把我们怎么做的告诉大家
That's why we don't want to we're unwilling to tell you what we're doing
我们愿意把主仆人的带领
But rather, we like to present to you.
我们中间，我们过程中所听的，学所学习的。
What is our brother's leading and the learning and the process of learning?
分享。
We'd like to present and share with you.
好，我交通很短。
I'll have a short fellowship.
大家可以休息一下。
So you have a little rest.
阿妹，我们的确是不太敢讲我们到底做了什么。
Indeed, and indeed, that we do not like to share what we do.
因为整个的历史，其实对我们来说，乃是光照和悔改的历史。
Because the entire history is a history of being enlightened and repentance.
这个，我自己称这个整个40年的历史。
I call myself the 40 years of history.
好，我称作这个跟随。执事的历史
I call this a history of following the ministry.
我是一再的蒙光照
I've been shined upon again and again.
我们在跟随执事上
In the matter of following the ministry,
太迟钝
was so slow.
太选择性
was so selective.
我们觉得都在跟随
We feel that, yeah, we're following.
但是有一些我们听不进去的就没跟
But some we cannot understand or hear, we won't follow.
觉得听进去了，我们就跟了。
Whatever we heard, we just follow what we got a little bit.
其实我们对于执事的说话
，But actually, according to the speaking of the ministry,
我们的心信的是太迟钝。
We're so slow in heart.
我这绝对不是谦卑的说话。
I'm not speaking a humbling word. Humble word of humbleness.
我们是一路。蒙光照悔改
All the way we have been shined upon, we have been repenting and confessing.
那弟兄交通了头一段
The first section of the 灵魂
我希望下一段就是下一堂弟兄能够再交通到 后面这一大段。
I hope the next session, Alberta Lin will share the next section of the history.
那个更精彩。
That is more exciting.
连我自己都是啊，都觉得今天就是这个听得非常完整。
Even I myself today felt, wow.It is so complete, more complete.
非常有光。
It's full of light.
那但是这一堂说的都是李弟兄在世，我们如何跟随。
What this session talk about is when Brother Lee was alive.
那是
how we followed him.
只是带领我们的历史。
It's a history of the ministry leading us.
那下一堂
，and next session
是李弟兄不在了。
It's when But he's not here.
这个不在了差很多啊。
There's a difference between he's being here and not being here.
其实、right? 我们很艰难的。
Actually, we have a lot of hardship.、Okay?
李弟兄走了，我们各种意见又出来了。
After Brother left, so many opinions came out.
那弟兄们如何能够啊一再的在执事的光中再有恢复
？And how we brothers can still be under the light of the ministry to have that full recovery?
Amen. Amen. 那刚才从1984讲到1989
86 to 89
我想大家可以得着一点点图画
I think you can see a little picture
第一就是啊，李弟兄为什么要回台湾
Number one Why did Brother Lee want to go back to Taiwan
因为从1980开始
From 1980s onward
李弟兄就已经发现全地众召会停滞不前。
But Lee had found out the whole churches in the recovery had stopped and became stagnant.
那不只是人数上没有繁增。
Not only in numbers, we do not have increase.
并且召会变得非常的不生机。
The churches become very inorganic.
几乎就像宗教一样啊。
It's like a religion.
怎么能够完成以弗所四章主所要的那个建造？
How can we have the building according to Ephesians chapter 4?
那李弟兄就回来。
So Brother Lee came back.
带我们一步一步的改制。
Led us to have a changing of system step by step.
第一个改的。
The first thing he changed.
就是啊要建造小排。
Is to establish the small groups.
Amen.
Amen.
那这个事实上在建造小排这件事上
Actually, the matter is establish the small groups.
李弟兄是从1985一直讲到他离世
But he talked about from 1985 till he finished his course.
这个等一下弟兄还会再带
Our brother will continue on.
那第二呢
And number two
就是啊一定要恢复传福音
You must recover the matter of preaching the gospel.
召会必须是传福音的召会
The church must be a gospel preaching church.
所有爱主侍奉主的人
All the lovers and servers, servants of the Lord.
你的第一个功用
The first function
就是福音的热火
is the fire of the gospel.
福音的生活
the living of the gospel.
结果子的生活
the living of a fruit bearing.
否则很难谈活力
Or else you can hardly talk about vitality.
Amen. Amen. 我们觉得啊这个有诚心就活力了。
Oh, just have more revival, you have vitality.
其实是很不够的。
That's inadequate.
你有没有活力啊？就问呢、啊。
Do you have vitality?
你有没有建立福音的生活
？I ask you, do you have a living of gospel preaching?
那第二
，Number two，
弟兄执事的带领啊
，The leading of the ministry，
带我们用生命课程来喂养小羊。
Lead us to use the life lessons to feed the lambs.
但是不是讲道？
Not to preach,
而是重读、重读、活读、导读。
But repeat reading, emphasize reading, vital reading, pray reading.
Amen. 把这些话用灵带着生命供应到小羊里面。
You should supply the little lambs with the spirit to supply word of life to them.
这个，而在这个过程中
，in such a process,
我相信弟兄等一下会提一个很重要的点。
But Lin will mention a very important point.
事实上也是在84到89李弟兄做的一件事。
From 84 to 89, Brother Lee did one thing.
因为台北召会啊是全球最大的一个召会。
Because the church in Taipei was the largest church in the whole world.
那所以李弟兄在改制的过程中啊
，in the process of changing the system,
他一直要建立一个新路模型的召会。
He want to build up a model of the new way.
那就是台北召会了。
That is a church in Taipei.
那为着这么大的召会能够持续的繁增、成全、建造。
for this large church to increase, to be perfected and build up continuously.
李弟兄要台北教会的治理。
The administration of the church in Taipei
是以啊分而合治来治理。
Mentioned that you
separate
yet one
administration.、
Oh.
那这个分而合治，等一下弟兄还会提。
Separate your one administration of brother will mention about.
那么，那同时呢，借着全时间训练
，through the full time training，
来实验福家排区。
He did an experiment on BMPB.
啊，主要是福家排。
Mainly is beginning nursing and district.
而在
group meetings，
台北教会的主日聚会
，and the Lord's Day in Taipei，
要我们实验。为主申言
He want to experiment on we should prophesy for the Lord.
那一直到1987年11月
until 1987 November,
李弟兄很喜乐
but Lee was very happy.
讲了一篇信息
He spoke a message.
他认为新路的架构完全成功
He felt that we have completed the structure of the Golden Way.
我还记得那一天他信息的题目
I remember the topic of that.
就是赞美主是阿拉法也是 Omega.
Praise the Lord, He's the Alpha and the Omega.
Amen.
Amen.
李弟兄回来改制。
He came back to change the system.
1987年11月。
November of 87.
整个架构。
The whole structure has been success.
啊，可以普及到乡镇开展，甚至普及到全地。
That can be propagated to the villages, eventually to the whole earth.
好，我就先交通这些。
I will just fellowship this.
好。